and people at last are just the medium of authorities to go against other authorities and gain more power. And the more commodities are given to people, the less space they should get, and the less commodity, the more of the space. And in the end, who obeys society gets rewarded, and who obeys nature gets punished. And the most absurd of things is to be labeled or to label ourselves and then having to act according to that label. And so unfortunately the destruction of an empire is in the hands of another empire. And even if the tyrant is an okay one, the misery will come when he or she dies. And the tip of any social career is any law enforcing duty. And what can be more challenging to governance than the auto-governance we can set up starting with ourselves? And our natural spirituality may be vulnerable within other social frameworks, but not within the framework we establish within our own selves. And while small scale requires our effort, but is forever, the large scale is effortless, but burns the all of our resources. And it is the constant vibrations the human ambition generates that unsettle it until it is uprooted. And it is not in the maze of ready-made information, but in our nature that we shall find answers. And what deteriorates nature is not human action per se, but its attitude to maintain everything in a perfect status. And true poetry can only be experienced subtracting ourselves from any social duty while retaining all our natural ones. And we ought to understand that only holistically and by far not scientifically we can see the bigger picture. And we shall never take too much pride in being the highest, as the first thunder will always strike us. And while the poet finds ecstasy in his own death, the autocrat finds ecstasy in the death of others to fulfill his immortal plans. And in our daily rituals, we go much further than in any of the socially enforced expeditions. And the only true effort that is made within an institutional framework is that of keeping the framework alive. And quality lies not in the occasional performance, but in the continuous journey we are able to undertake. And we should just be strictly deterministic in not being a part to the technological apparatus. And as an underwater reef, only subcultures can provide us with exotic surprises. And whereas in a young land the delta spreads out, in an old man it turns into predetermined channels. And the power is but a fever that can turn a social entity quite insane. And in order to heal, it is only our nature we ought to keep on refreshing. And digitally the whole of our lifeline becomes a meaningless point we ought to spread out, bringing it back to nature. And the more acceleration occurs between one point to another, the more the later ought to resemble the former. And the only hope for a cultural evolution is to escape the tight control of the nation. And those who want their economy back in shape do not understand that the resources have long gone. And idiots have the strength to contribute to the palaces of the rich while they could use the same strength to build their own dwelling. And like rich persons, also rich societies in the end degenerate until complete self-destruction. And the good things we do following our intuition, and the bad things we do after being punished for having followed our intuition. And together we can improve a social aspect, yet to improve a spiritual one we ought to be alone with the universe. And in its being beneficial in the short term, science is most devastating in the long. And humanity in the end ends like a river into a most swampy delta. And the most sealed spaceship represent our ultimate commodity, making no journey but to a most steel death. And values gets replaced by consumer goods, but as those come to lack, we become nazistic. And in a most distorted path, true art escapes what technology gets better at simulating. And the vital energy can only come but from outside, and that is why we shall maintain ourselves as outsiders. And in the social gambling, there's no such a thing as being ascetic as one wouldn't gamble in the first place. And it takes a genius to create effort in the effortless state of bourgeoisism. And we ought to be able to revert the power that affects our everyday with the power that we can ourselves emit via our own nature. And the more we ask for advices, the more our choices will be relegated to our advisors. And after much struggle, we reach a solution that is only the beginning of a new struggle. And in the repetitiveness needed to be constructive, every new layer become the same, crystallizing itself in the final result. And the more we are alien to something, the more we deprive that something of its resources. And every authority, in order to exist, ought to set up a scenography numbing its subjects out. And in whatever history, new chapters emerge and the old chapters become inaccessible, if not for contemplation. And any worldly ambition in the end turns the world ugly, while any spiritual one turns it beautiful. And we dedicate our existence to something, and of that something only the ghost of it will remain, and only for the most sensible. And the instruments we get to learn to control our reality in the end get to control us. And we leave a place with an idea only to leave the new place we yet another. and right in the midst of the most progressive ones lies the seeds of the most regression. And only when the spatial and temporal transition collides can true meaning be created. And only if we understand that we cannot carry on the stages we have previously progressed upon, we can truly elevate ourselves. And what distances us from nature is the level of processing we need to assimilate any product. And if it is logical to pick from ready-made varieties, it is more fulfilling to let variety emerge from our own domain. And the great defeat for nature, its inhabitants that saturated with more and more artificial possessions. And if our approach is too heavy, only the persistence in time can make it lighter. And it is not that humans are only harmful, but do in fact retain the potential of enriching nature with their nature.